the new player that came into the game for him, along with Kevin Rice, is still in the ballgame, and he gets it and tries to make a save, and Santo right on key with his man, almost getting the opening basket for them, was Frost gets the seal open on the basket here. Boom sends it down the court. Boom starts the loses it, trying to throw it inside to land the wiki. And North Huron tips it out of bounds. Bearcats going to remain control underneath here. 1:18 to go here in the first quarter. Bearcats with a commanding 13-2 lead here. North Huron's going to have the ball under the Bearcats basket. They inbound it. And they have it tipped away by Drake. Drake makes a diving save, but the official's going to sum up. He was on the line. It's going to go back to North Huron.
I was talking about good hustle play by Drake. He's really going to be on the coach's good side for that one.
And here comes the Bearcats with their full court set. And with a spin, the lucky dog by the floor gets the loose ball and hands it off to Cleary. Cleary gives it over to Booms. Booms comes down the right side. Takes the pass inside. Hold up for the shot. No good. Rebound control ball. But that is Preston. Preston gets the rebound, but he throws it away. Another turnover as he tries to hold on it. Pushing up the court is Kevin Rice. He got close to coast, and he draws the foul. As Nowicki is going to get him on the reach-in, and he'll be going to the line for two there.
Kevin Rice is a really versatile player who can really drive to the basket and get a good foul. It's really nice when he can finish those and get a three-point play.
Nowicki picks up his first foul of the night. Nowicki, the senior, comes in. He stands in at 6'5", so ugly subs by no means are nice. The first one of Kevin Rice's two shots is good. 15-3, 47 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And they say that Piccolo uses all of his players, and he has to with his up-tempo. And I'll tell you what, he's put those others to set a foul in, and that's one good friend. The second shot is no good, but Frost Maxwell made the good rebound, went up and in, and made it 15-5. Coast to coast, and booms, and he goes up through the paint, lines it off the glass. 17-5, 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Bearcats with the lead. Full pressure coming. A little bit of trouble for the Wolves, but they get it across the timeline over to Saransky. Mark tries to take it in. Can't get the layup to fall. Rebound control there by Jesse Fonzo. Fonzo left it over to Kalava. Jesse. Kinski goes over to Boone. Boone gets an outside shot. No good. We're going to get a fair away from the ball. It's going to go against the Bearcats for a push from behind. And that's going to go against Lamawicki, his second. 11 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Eric, 17-5.
Yeah, that was a good drive by Eric Booms. He's North Huron really has got a step in front of him to stop that. It's going to be too easy if Ugly keeps doing that.
Yeah, North Huron can't afford to miss that easy bucket like they just did. They beat the press with a nice pass up court. Tyler Preston come down the baseline and tried to just line it up and in. He didn't square himself up to the glass, which is a tough team of coaches. And me being a former coach is saying, you got to square up. That's right. A white rack there. Let's look at backwards there. But we're a foul away from the ball there. And that one against number 24, Tyler Prutsky from Ugly, his first team's first. North Huron gets the foul up on the buzzer. It's no good. At the end of the first quarter, 17-5. North Huron with the lead. Was it not?
Soybean growers. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kendi has a non-GMO soybean program for new crop soybeans, and they're paying a $2.85 premium over current bids. For more information, call Farmers Cooperative Grain Company at 1-800-332-0858. 1-800-332-0858. You heard right. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kendi has a non-GMO soybean program for new crop soybeans, and they're paying a $2.85 premium over current bids. Call 1-800-332-0858 for details. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kendi is Huron County's oldest member-owned co-op.
Insurance. Not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, auto, home, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Ever consider giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, life would be a lot more simple. Now with two locations, visit your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan, in Harbor Beach, or by calling 479-3288, or in Ubley by calling 658-8538.
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, place, and things that matter most. Call us today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538.
We're back here at the high school. They are leading 17-5 over the North Huron Warriors at the start of the second quarter. North Huron comes out with the ball. And in the game now for North Huron, Carlos Pinto. And he dishes it off in the corner over to Eric Bass, who he's been waiting to make his appearance. And Eric's two-pointer is no good, but the rebound is pulled by him by Pinto. Pinto stabs inside, and he put his as a foul against the Bearcats there. So what do you think they're going to change here now about Bass's in the game?
Well, Bass brings a lot of aggression to the court. He's one of the obviously the leader of North Huron. He's actually averaging 11.3 points per game, and that's going to bring a lot of help to North Huron's.
Maxwell actually drew that foul there. I thought it was Pinto, but Maxwell did. His first shot is no good. Getting ready for his second one here. And they made a few little changes here on players here, substituting, and maybe you can pick those up, Eric, and let them know who's in the game. Second shot good, 17-6, 7:31 to go here in the second quarter. Bearcats with the lead. They bring the ball to the court. Booms pulls up for the short 12-foot jumper. Now good. Rebound tipped out. Wherever hustles it down, sends it over to Perutzky. Perutzky goes to start the Booms, but Booms was cutting when Perutzky didn't think he was. Turnover Bearcats. Right here is where I think North Huron has to capitalize. When the Bearcats start shooting themselves in the foot, North Huron needs to come down here and get these baskets to crawl back into this ballgame.
Exactly. With a 17-6 lead, you really got to take what you can get.
And that's what Bice back in the game. Now Bice brings the ball up the court. Makes a little spin move to get away from Booms, and then he throws it over to Saransky to get loose. Now he gives it back to Bice, and Bice feeds it in to Rice. And Rice goes in for the right. That's no good. Rebound controlled by the Bearcats. They push it up the court to Booms. Booms is no good. Rebound controlled by Maxwell. Maxwell pushes it over to Pintos. Pintos brings it up. Hands it off to Kevin Rice. Kevin Rice directs his offense. He goes to the right side. He's covered there by Perutzky. He throws it back over to Bryce. Bryce drives in. Pulls up for the 20-footer. No good. Rebound right into the hands of Jeff Schramsky. Schramsky goes up. No good. Throws it back over to the right side to Dunn. Can't get it. Rebound controlled by Nowicki. Nowicki pushes the ball over to Perutzky. Perutzky finds Grabs in the corner. Grabs finds Nowicki. Nowicki makes the one dribble. Not the net. Stone and jumps up. Lines it up and in over the run. 19-6. Bearcats with the lead here in the second quarter. Bryce brings it down. Throws it over to Rice. Rice throws it over to Pintos. Pintos takes it down in the left corner. Tries to feed it back to Rice. But Boone's in a circle. Boone's going up the line. Looks from the right. Two more left. And it's three of their left. And the basket's going to be gone. And uses the back row in the nice old-fashioned layup.
This is exactly what Bryce has got to watch. He always, he's really aggressive. He really wants that block, but he never can really capitalize on it.
That makes it 21-6. And that's how the type of fouls to me. It looked like he was upset that the turnover happened. And he tried to make up for it on the, instead of just letting Booms go up and make the lap, he went in there and tried to reach in and get the foul. And we got a whole, substitution here. Eric, can I let you go ahead with the subs that just come in for the big cap? So Booms lines up for his first of two.
We got, Glover back in with, we got a Brett Clean, Marshall Lightfront. We got Josh White back in, and then because that bucket was made, we actually have Jason Kaufman back.
So 22-6 here, 5:56 remaining in the first half of this game. Bearcats with the lead. And here comes the first half pressure again. And the Warriors manage to get it up the court. Rice brings it up, shoots from the right side. Free throw line, no good. Rebound controlled by Maxwell. Maxwell goes in amongst the trees, but it has him stolen away by Lightfront. Lightfront throws it over to Kaufman. Jason Kaufman brings it up the center of the court. He brings it all the way to the free throw line, looks to take it, no good, throws it over to the left side. The clear, clear, takes it to the left, comes into the right off the line for a floater, no good. Rebound controlled by Rice. Rice puts it back up and in. And that's Josh White who puts that up and in. 24-6. Here comes the full court pressure again. They get it to the center of the court to Maxwell. Maxwell gets it to Brooks. To Rice. Or to Bice. And Bice travels. Another turnover. Unforced turnovers. They are a coach's nightmare, Eric.
Absolutely. Bice is a leader, and he knows that he screwed up on that one.